broadcasting live from high atop the BBS Talk Radio building. You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show.
Good morning. It's a Monday morning to you from L.A., California. And good morning to you, Manu, sitting here all beautiful, fresh, ready to go.
Woohoo! Good morning, L.A.
How are you, Manu?
Great.
Yeah.
And you?
I'm doing great, although I'm a little irritated. I came in this morning for the usual coffee and water in the morning, and there are no mugs, no glasses whatsoever. And everything was used up on the weekend, obviously, but somebody didn't get up early enough to have it ready for us in the morning. And if I don't get like a second cup of coffee
Sam.
In the morning, I'm cranky.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah, I mean, we fucking pay them for this,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They should have the coffee ready. I mean, how can you start the day without coffee, water, anything? You know?
Well, I just have my cup of tea and I in one of those portable cups, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And I drink my cup of tea on the way to work.
Cool. Well,
yeah.
Here, I just fixed your microphone.
Woo-hoo.
People have been messing with it. Okay. We didn't hear you before.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Oh.
So, and that's not the only irritation this week or this weekend. I came here Saturday for a show, and they had the street blocked off again.
Why?
Okay.
What was going on this
weekend? There
was
like helicopters here and everything. They were lifting some heavy stuff with the helicopter. So they closed off the whole block. And I'm going, how am I going to get to the building now? I'm not going to start walking around all over again like with the marathon a couple weeks ago. So so I cross the street and this female security guard walks up to me and she's like, where are you going? I said, I'm going to that building. She says, no, you're not. I said, excuse
what?
Me?
What? She and just said it like that?
Well, no. I'm trying to make it sound more compelling.
Okay.
But that's what I heard, okay?
Right. Wow.
That's what I heard, her telling me, you're not going to that building. So I started getting pissed at her. I said, look, I have a radio station. I have to be there in 15 minutes. What do you expect me to do? She's like, go around the block. I said, no, I'm not going around the block again. You guys already killed me once with the marathon. So, but you know what? Like a good little kid, I put my tail between my legs and I walked around a couple blocks to get to this building.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was not a great way to start a Saturday morning, you know. So, people
no,
really
I can, just imagine
can irritate
you, Sam.
Me sometimes.
I just imagine.
Yeah,
you.
She's like, don't yell at me. And I said, don't you fucking yell at me.
Are you serious?
I said it like that. Yeah, there was a male security guard right there and he starts walking to us. And,
oh my god.
Yeah, this big black guy. I said,
oh,
I better leave.
Sam. Sam.
Yeah. So,
wow.
There were a lot of exciting things happening over the weekend. Yesterday, Jeff Rector, with the show Out There, had a special guest. He had Doug Jones, who played Silver Surfer.
He certainly did.
On the sequel of Fantastic Four, yeah. And, I never saw the movie, but what is the scoop here? Is he like Silver Surfer when he's not Silver Surfer? Is he like the Spider-Man who becomes Peter Parker and all that?
Yes.
Yeah,
so
because
he's a normal human being and
right.
then he changes.
So he played the human
Surfer.
Being part of it.
Right.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because I didn't see the movie, but imagine, because I know Silver Surfer was all animated, so I figured he's probably the guy that's
yeah.
a, you know,
that's
you
right.
know what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So that was an interesting interview. He was a very nice guy. And Jeff always seems to bring nice guests, you know.
Yeah.
He did promise he'd bring another hot chick, but he didn't. He said, I'm always going to try and bring a hot a hot woman to the studio. My
wow.
show. So I'm like, yeah, I'm looking forward to your shows. You know, so.
Well, maybe I should have him bring Sonny Denshin. She was the main actress in A Dark Reality, and she's hot. Well,
really?
You would have seen her in the trailer.
Yeah.
She's the blonde, the really
Well, I don't
cute
remember.
Blonde.
There were a few girls, yeah. But
yeah. No. The one that wasn't all bloody and gory.
Yeah.
The psychologist.
What's her name? Do you know her name?
Sonny Dench.
Oh, Sonny Dench. Okay.
Yeah,
if
Sonny
anybody
Dench.
Wants to Google her, I'm sure she's pretty.
She is way
is
up
she's
there.
A hottie?
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
She is.
Okay.
And
does she
now,
want to come to the show sometime?
Well, actually, I haven't contacted her, but I have her immediate contact, and she now has you know, done shows with the show Las Vegas.
Right.
And numerous other things as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long and did she's go? So sweet.
Yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, don't tempt
adorable.
Me, Manu. I don't need to hear that. When was the movie shot?
Last year in November.
Oh, November. Okay, so it's not that long ago.
No, yeah, not at all.
5-6 months ago.
Yeah, not at all.
Hmm. Did you ever see any of the... let me ask you this. Was there like a premiere or an opening or something for the
No,
movie?
It hasn't happened yet.
Oh, it hasn't
no,
happened.
No, probably it'll happen maybe May, I think.
Oh.
April, May. Yeah, probably okay. around May.
That'll be cool, huh? You'll go to a premiere or something?
Yeah.
At least a screening, you know?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what it
then
is.
They're
yeah,
not going to make like a big deal out of it, I'm sure.
Yeah, no.
Dark reality.
So I went to their premiere of Bled, which I believe from an email that I got, they have a couple of interested buyers for the film,
yeah.
and more so, it'll be probably be bought by Sci-Fi, the
really?
Channel Sci-Fi
wow.
for Bled. Yeah.
Nice.
So I mean, that's where independent films go.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess yeah, but yeah, I mean, it's fun, I'm sure, to act in them and stuff. You know, it's still a movie. You know, you still get to play a character and stuff. So you're not a star yet, but you will
no.
be, Manu.
No. It's just fun. I mean, it's really, because, I mean, not only was I able to, you know, play a small part in a darker reality, but I was also one of their crew. And so, you know, I became Sunny Dench's hair and makeup artist and, you know, prepared the makeup for the other actors as well.
Right.
Not the gory ones, because right. that's a special effects makeup artist.
I see.
You know, and you know, and I was also the production coordinator.
Oh,
as
wow.
well.
So you did a lot of stuff on that.
I
movie.
Did a massive.
Good. So you're going to have some nice credits
hours,
on there, huh?
A lot of hours. Yeah.
Well, it's nice. You
yeah.
can have some credits and stuff. Can't
yes.
help, right? I mean, it can't hurt.
And anything to help. I mean, that's what independent films are all about.
Yeah.
Everyone just comes in and really tries to do everything they can do.
Yeah.
You know, to
yeah.
make it happen.
And I'm sure there's less politics than in the major pictures and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that thing on your forehead is getting darker and darker. That's your burn from the curling iron.
God, I'm not going to live it down.
Well, you know, I mean, it's right there, you know.
Well, what can I do, you know?
Put your hair forward, you know, like put bangs on.
I can't. I've got this massive cowlick that I, you know, I've had since I was a little girl, and it's just been the same all way. But you notice I cut my hair over
the
weekend.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't really notice. I mean,
I cut it myself.
Because you have it curly.
I did. I cut
really?
It myself.
How do you do that? How can you cut your own hair? I mean,
easy.
You can't see in the back and everything, can you?
No.
What, you do like combination with mirrors and stuff, like two mirrors?
No. I just have my own technique.
Yeah. Well,
you know?
It shows.
Bloody
it
never.
It shows you cut it yourself.
Excuse me?
It looks fine.
I think I did a wonderful job.
You did a wonderful job. You look ravishing again today.
Yeah.
Not the same dress, but that's fine.
No, because I've got to go to work.
Yeah.
So it doesn't give me an opportunity to dress up.
Yeah.
Darn it.
I know. I don't know what it is about, you know, I used to dress up when I did like accounting and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Then I started coming here and it's like, give me jeans, you know. I mean, a lot more comfortable.
Well, see, my work just, you know, asked us to wear jeans and a T-shirt.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? The only thing that I could updress is the upper body.
That's true.
So you know, just come in with jeans.
Yes. Okay.
And boots.
Just don't
That's
seduce
it.
Too many men. You know.
What?
No, I'm just saying, don't dress up too nicely.
Yeah.
You know, you might attract.
So, did you work all weekend? Did you have any fun time?
A little bit with my son, but you can tell he's like down because I don't have that much time. I mean, even my mind is on the work all the time. You know.
Yeah.
And it's really bothering me, you know. I mean, I got really sad when I was thinking about it yesterday. And so I'm hoping that this is going to improve as time goes by.
Right.
You know, and because Saturday is our day together, you know, and then I had to be here and run a show, and it's only going to get fuller and fuller as we fill up the schedule.
Has he come with you on the weekend?
Not to work. He's been here before. He saw the studio and stuff.
Right.
But no, he doesn't come with me. But he may have to.
you know, because even on that, I mean, you guys, when something's going on here and you get a bit of time, you can go downstairs or out in the
courtyard. We have the library here. He likes this library. And, yeah, there's museums here and stuff. Definitely, we can do things. It's just that I have to be here for, you know.
Yeah,
but,
a long
time. Yeah, I don't want to sound like I'm complaining because I'm not. You know, it's just the way it's affecting the people around me.
And the same thing's happening with me, too,
really?
Believe it or not.
What's happening there, Manu?
Well, you know, there's just like, you don't spend any time with me.
Yeah.
Like, because I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know, by the time I do this in the morning and go to work, and then, you know, I don't get home until late.
Yeah.
And all I want to do is just have a shower, go to bed.
I mean, you have a long day. You start here at 9, and then you get home when? At 10?
About 9:30, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a long day.
Yeah.
That's a long day.
It is a long day.
So, yeah, I mean, I can see where you don't have time. But you know what? We can't let our loved ones go.
No.
Well, I use loved ones with you sparingly, okay?
but you know what I did? You know what I did on the weekend? Yeah. Well, with my loved one.
Yes, your significant other.
Okay, check this out. Cairo, one of my cats, and she's an African jungle, beautiful cat she is.
Yeah.
Right. She spends a lot of time up at Will's place, and she has this
Your neighbor?
Will.
Oh, William.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So, I didn't know you called him Will. Too.
She has this
That's your boyfriend,
special seat.
To those who don't know.
Yeah. She has this special seat that she, you know, chills
in
on.
In his house?
Yeah.
In his apartment.
And so we just picked up a guitar and started serenading to her.
Nice. To the cat?
Yeah.
But you fucking lost it. Were you high or something?
No, I wasn't. It was him.
Oh, he was playing serenading the cat.
He started serenading the cat.
Are you serious? You sure he wasn't singing for you?
No. No, well, anyways.
What was he saying? Like, I like Stray Cat Strut or something?
Yeah. No, it was like meow, meow, meow. We were doing the cat language.
You
serenade.
Were. You guys must have been drunk or stoned, Manu.
I can't remember.
Yeah, well, do you? If you can't remember, you were.
Okay. But it was funny because she just sat up and just was totally into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like, hey, the cat likes it.
Yeah.
I know, we do some silly things, I suppose.
Gee, I suppose you do.
Yeah.
Did you get any ass this weekend?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, then you got further than I did.
Oh, no.
I never quite found the time to get around to it. I know it's pathetic.
Oh, well.
But, you know, I mean, sometimes it just...
Well, it can't be planned. It's just like spur of the moment.
Yes, exactly. Right? I don't like planned sex, you know.
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's got to be. You know, the amazing thing, and I was going to ask you about this, talking about sex and everything. Johnny's co-host on Friday, Ro, she calls herself Big Ass Ro.
Oh, really?
That's what her website is, bigassro.com.
Wow. Okay.
So I haven't seen the ass yet, but I've seen the face in a picture, and she looks pretty cute. You know,
really?
And so it turned out I'm listening to the replay of their show, and she says they were calling her restaurant where she works to talk to the people there and stuff. You know,
no way.
Yeah, on the air. You know, and it was kind of funny actually. You know, the waitresses there were having a blast knowing they're on the air, and they were just having fun with them. So it turned out that she works at a restaurant. Okay, and she started describing the location.
Right.
And this is like half a block from where I live, right on the
Ventura
Boulevard.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't even know that?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know where she worked. So she's like right there. So I figure I'm going to go and say hi one of these days.
Yeah.
You know, find out when she works and stuff and go and say hi. Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty cool place. You know, we go there all the time.
So what's her website all about?
I don't know. You can go look, but it's about her. I'm sure she's got a bio and something, you know. She's a stand-up and, you know, she's just a comedian. I don't know what else she does other than stand-up, but we can ask her. At any rate, they were talking about sex a lot, and she claims that she seldom has an orgasm with a guy, you know, and... So I'm thinking, so Johnny asks her, so what do you do? And she says, well, I just pleasure myself after they leave, you know. And I thought, gee, that sounds good. So as I'm listening to it, I'm picturing her lying in her bed with her legs spread up in the air doing herself, right? And I'm getting like all fucking aroused and everything.
Oh, my God.
Because I told you, female masturbation really turns me on. So I think about that, and then I'm thinking, you know what? I should call her in and tell her that the guys she's been with simply don't have what it takes, you know? So Johnny found out that it takes her a long time to orgasm. So, okay, so I figured, so she needs to find a guy that really likes to eat her out, and then she'll come, you know? But she's obviously meeting the wrong guys. Why are you giving me that look?
I'm assessing the whole thing.
Analyzing the situation.
I'm analyzing the situation.
Yeah.
You're probably right, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you need...
But
some women, I think even when they're by themselves, it takes them a while, you know, because people can get distracted and everything. They got to get just into the right mood and all that. But so for some women, it takes longer than others. So you need to find someone who really likes what they're doing, you know. If the guy just eats you out just for your sake, it's not going to work, you know. He's going to give up after a few minutes. But if you do it because you love it, then you're going to do it as long as it takes until she comes.
Yeah.
You know? And so you got to take pleasure. Showing once again, you got to take pleasure in what you do. You know? No matter what it is.
Love, you know, what you do.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Love what you do.
Yeah. Love the one you're with. Sounds
love
like
the
a song.
One you, okay. That's what I was trying to think of. That song.
Really?
Love what you do. Sound like that. Love the one you're with.
Love the one you're with. Yeah.
Who sings that?
Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Ah.
I think. No?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So. So what's new? What's that you brought?
Well,
for
what
us here?
We have a guest today, and it's a company called Blacksmith Records, and the CEO is Greta King Smith, and I have not met her personally after a couple of years, and because I frequently get emails about the projects that she's working on. And so on, you know, the recordings versus community service.
Right.
I mean, she's obviously really trying to pull together something pretty huge.
Right.
And so she had sent me her business proposal, and, you know, about what she is really trying to do here in Los Angeles. And it's really, really amazing. So the company that she's trying to build is called Blacksmith The International Club. So... if you're wondering what it is, basically it's a production company, a music production company, believe it or not, that any monies that they have made from, you know, from recordings or just from donations and so on, they are building a community to help people who are homeless, to help disadvantaged children, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And anything like that to help our communities.
That sounds good. So we should probably let her tell us about it, right? Is she coming in?
Yes, she and her son are coming in
because
both of them have been working very, very hard for the last 10 years doing the work. But now it's like, okay, this is becoming something really huge. And so we're going to have her come in today and talk about it.
Do you think we can get her to take off her clothes or something?
No.
No? I'm kidding. Well, you don't have to look so shocked, you know. I mean, I don't know what she looks like, but, you know, can always add some flavor to the place.
No, she's a single mom.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, an older woman. I don't know how old she is.
Yeah.
But definitely.
Okay, well, we're definitely going to treat her with respect.
She's got three grown children, and all of them are doing very well in their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, great. You know, so we'll treat her with respect and everything.
Yeah.
Did you hear... Oh!
What?
Paul McCartney ended up having to pay $50 million fucking dollars to his ex-wife, to Heather Mills.
Wow.
$50 million. Dollars. I mean,
wow.
That's a lot of Beatle money right there. You know? And...
That's a little rude.
Yeah, yeah. And the couple's four-year-old daughter is also to receive about $70,000 per year. That's in addition to what her mom's getting.
Hang on. Are you serious?
I'm serious. It's right on the front page of CNN.
Like $50 million
yes.
plus $70,000?
Yeah.
A year?
Yeah.
Until the daughter's like, what, 18
yeah,
is usually?
Probably, yeah. Something like that. So.
Goodness gracious.
You know, there you go. I mean, you know. A man of his stature,
Yeah.
Okay, who knows all the pitfalls and everything that are out there for someone who's rich and famous like he is. And yet, he marries this woman. Okay, madly in love with her.
Yeah.
You know, she's got a prosthetic for her leg.
Yeah. And right from the get-go.
Yeah. But he knew that. I guess it didn't bother him. She's not that hot. You know, I'm looking at her. She's not that beautiful. But okay, so he fell in love with her. Do a fucking prenup. You know? I mean, I think any woman that dated Paul McCartney would expect him to do a prenuptial.
Yeah.
So he didn't. He didn't. Now, what was he thinking is beyond me.
Well, I mean, his first wife died, right?
Yes, Linda.
Linda. And then, of course, it took him a while before he met Heather.
Yeah.
And she was supposedly this really sweet, you know, beautiful woman, you know what I mean? And everyone had sympathy for her and congratulated. Well, I mean, like, more so for him, too, because, you know, it was like, oh, my gosh, these two met. This is another match.
Right.
You know what I mean? The perfect match. And I remember this whole thing going around, like, she's the one. I mean, this is the most beautiful thing that could ever happen.
Right.
He's overlooked the fact that she has a prosthetic leg.
Yeah.
I mean, all sorts
of
things.
Yeah, I mean, he totally accommodated her, you know. And for her to turn around and turn this into such a bitter divorce and take him to the fucking cleaners is... And that's why, if you noticed, a lot of people hate her because people love Paul McCartney.
Yeah, he's...
You know? And to see anybody taken... Because he seems like a really nice guy. You know,
I know she tried even to accuse him of domestic abuse.
Yeah, that's right. She did.
You know?
That's pretty lousy, you know. So at any rate, look, I mean, he doesn't have that many years left, you know. I mean, he's getting up there and he doesn't need all that money just to live nice. But, you know, I mean, he's got kids, I'm sure. You know, he's got family. He's got people he would like to leave this to, and I'm sure he would have left his 4-year-old daughter a lot of money, but for the wife to milk him for that kind of money, you know how much money $50 million is?
That's insane.
You know, for
I mean, what
for
is she gonna
working,
do with it?
Yeah, what the fuck has she done to earn it? You know, I don't care if she's got a gold plated pussy. Okay, $50 million is way overpriced for that kind.
Wow.
You know.
Wow, that is sad. I mean, we come across this a lot.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what it is with the Beatles, you know. I mean, John Lennon with Yoko Ono. I mean, out of all the chicks he could have had, he picked that, you know.
Well, he fell in love with her.
Yeah, I suppose he did, you know. But it's like the women that they settled down with, I think they could do better.
Now, he has children to Linda, right?
I'm sure. I don't know for a fact, but they probably have grown kids, yeah.
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 Wow. You know, I mean, I don't know what else to say about that.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Other than she should be ashamed of herself, that's all.
You know,
they show her walking out of the court with her thumb up and
thumb
stuff.
Up? Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah. So, fuck it.
Wow. See, you know, I mean, that's disrespectful.
Yeah.
You know, that's just rubbing it in, really, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it, like we said, she's not exactly a nice person, you know. And.
But did you ever watch her when she was dancing, when she was performing on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah. And everybody wanted her to fall down and
she
lose
didn't.
Her and lose her leg and everything. Did she lose it actually dancing?
I think something happened like right at the end or I don't know.
I think her prosthetic fell.
Yeah. Or she almost lost it or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right at the end or something like that.
Yeah.
It kind of
I can imagine how you can dance with one fake leg, you know.
Well, hey, she did it.
Yeah.
She did it for a while.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that is amazing, you know. But it still didn't do her still didn't make her the favorite because I think she didn't last very long.
No, and people actually wanted her to lose because of the Paul McCartney deal.
Yeah.
Because of the divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
She got paid for that too.
Yeah.
So it's not like she, you know, hasn't got any money coming in.
Yeah. I know. And so we're talking about unusual bodies. I wanted to bring this up. I saw this in Newsweek. And there's a picture here. They're talking about people that are they call them physically unusual people. Okay, and that's, you know, whether it's like dwarfs or what have you.
Or
and
extra tall or
yeah,
something
exactly,
like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so some kind of deformation in the body. So there's a picture here of two girls, obviously twins.
They look like identical twins, but they're connected.
But they're connected and not like Siamese twins, Manu. Look, they have only one body, one set of limbs.
Yeah.
Okay, but two heads.
Look at that. They've
so this is two people sharing the same body, Manu. It's not two bodies connected like, you know, sometimes they have those babies connected in the head or,
right.
You know. I mean, these girls are connected in the whole body except the heads. So it's like a two-headed person.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, what is this like? I've been sitting and spending time there thinking, what kind of life do they live?
Well, they look very happy, if you ask me.
They look happy. They're like in the pool and stuff.
And obviously, it looks like they completely, they have definitely two different minds, so that they have two different personalities.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
So yeah, so I, you know, I mean, it's actually two people. But then that's what makes you wonder: what makes you a person? Is it your head or your entire body? You see,
it would be your head.
Yeah, well. I guess, you know, but we're not only heads. It's your head because that's where all the thinking happens.
Yes.
You know, but if you consider a person to be one body, one mind, then they're not really complete people.
No. And I would suppose if one of them gets upset, then the other one would certainly feel it.
Yeah. I mean, they would have to go, obviously, they go through everything together. But when you think about it, it's like if you were to separate it, then you have one girl and then another girl who just has a head. You know? I mean, this is like so fucking weird. How do you possibly start to fathom living like this?
Wow.
You know?
And, Abby, their names are Abby and Brittany Hansel.
Right. So look, wow. Sometimes, I mean, I've seen Siamese twins where... let's say they were connected through their shoulder or through their back, and that looks pretty tough too. But you can clearly see two separate people there. Here you're not seeing two separate people. It's one body, two heads.
Yeah, but I mean, like, both of them, they have completely separate facial expressions, even their smiles.
Right.
One smiling like kind of half, and the other one smiling a little larger.
Yeah.
And
can you imagine if one was a smoker and the other one wasn't?
Oh, wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, why are you getting smoke in my lungs? And
my
then
God.
The other one goes, well, it's my lungs.
They're 16 years old. They've been together for 16 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
This is something, you know. I mean, the shit they must go through.
Well, yeah.
Can you imagine walking down the street or going to school and seeing something like this? I mean, they look monstrous.
Well, no, I mean...
They're cute girls.
They're cute, very cute girls.
Right?
Yeah.
But you look at this and it looks like monstrosity.
Yeah.
A person with two heads.
Wow, this is amazing.
It's really, really weird.
I just think this is really, really amazing.
Yeah, it's really weird.
They live in Minnesota, is where they're from.
Yeah.
Minnesota. Unbelievable. I'm a little surprised. Well, I mean, yeah. But...
Yeah.
I guess that just goes to show, I mean, like, you know, we're starting to see all weird things happen these days. We've got, you know, frogs having two bodies and so many legs. We've got calves being born with two heads. We've
Right.
got sheep being born with two heads. I mean, all these things are happening. And you've got to wonder, like, why? Because this stuff had only just started happening in the last 20 years.
Yeah.
When you think about it that way, right?
Yeah. I guess, you know, I don't know. This is beyond comprehension, I guess. And but it's enough to scare you out of having kids, let me tell you.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you would hope. Well, I mean, only because the discussion that we had, oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember that film that I watched. Oh, darn it. There's this really great film that has come out, and you can actually view it on the computer, And when I find out that information, I will send, you know what I mean, let you know.
Okay.
But it's about society, with what's happening with society. Mm-hmm. We've got, what's happening is we've got people who aren't as educated, who aren't as fortunate, who are really struggling and so on, mm-hmm. who are deciding to have children, which worsens the situation.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
And worsens the, you know, the hope of better education and so on. So hence, we're kind of building a world with, you know, less intelligent people,
yeah.
right?
Uh-huh.
Whereas the more intelligent people, the more fortunate people, the ones who are well educated, have well good jobs and so on, are stepping back and are like, well, we really need to plan this and make sure that we're financially secure, make sure we have a home, and you know what I mean? So there's certainly a difference in who's making decisions and who's not.
Yeah.
So when you think about it, and this is actually a film that's been made, you know, surrounding this issue, they are, you know, so we are building a world that is escalating the situation of having no money, you know, not good jobs, not well educated, and so on.
Well, some people, and you know, should be kept from having kids, you know, like retarded people sometimes. I don't mean to laugh, you know, but or, you know, maybe not retarded, but slow people, you know, that actually function in society. Sometimes you have to wonder. I mean, I don't think that any time that they would have a child, he would necessarily be retarded. But how would they take care of it? You know?
Yeah.
And it's a lot of responsibility. So, you have to wonder sometimes, you know. And then, or like if you have like small people or little people, whatever they call themselves, having a child and then they turn out to be little people too. And the thing is, why are you doing this?
Well, actually, you know? I think if I'm correct, if little people have a child, the gene is not necessarily carried on.
No, not at all. Here, in fact, there's a picture here of a family of dwarves, but they also have normal-sized kids.
Hey,
but
they
some
do.
Of them are not.
No, one is not three. They've got four children.
Yeah.
Only one of them has come out as a little person as well, and the three other children are normal.
Really?
Yeah.
So I didn't realize it was only one, but yeah, I guess. You know, I guess, but then you have parents that you're embarrassed about, and you have to answer to the kids in school, which are going to mm-hmm. be cruel and everything. I don't know. I think some people should really be educated not to have kids. But then again, you know, on the other hand, why would you deny them just because they're short?
Yeah.
Deny them the pleasure of having children.
Yeah, you know?
I guess I'm sort of mixed on this.
I mean, seriously, it is a very tough line, particularly if we're talking this publicly over radio.
Right.
You know, I mean, it can probably stir up a few things like, well, you know, you
shouldn't
be so...
Well, not with only two listeners. Nobody's going to care.
But still, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
It's a difficult subject to talk about. But I remember when I was a little kid, and hence we were in a really small town.
Mm-hmm.
And my father always said to me, make sure you marry or you get knocked up, right? That was his words.
That's his words, okay.
Yeah. You get knocked up by some, you know, good-looking, healthy, intelligent man because I don't
what
want...
What about rich?
Well,
he didn't
healthy.
Include that?
No. No, he didn't, actually. He didn't.
Well, okay, so apparently he
can. You know, for the purpose that he didn't want ugly, dumb kids, you know? And he said it like that.
Really?
Yeah. And he said, I didn't marry your mother for anything, you know. She's a good-looking woman, and she's healthy, and you know what I mean? And she's smart. And that's why I married her, so I'd produce kids like you. You know.
Well, that was nice of your father to say that.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. In his own little way.
Yeah.
My father has some strange humor here.
Yeah. What was he like? I mean, do you have mostly positive memories from your father?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I do.
Great.
He was my daddy.
Yeah, my daddy. You see, I miss that when my daughter would go, hi, daddy, and, you know, jump on my lap and stuff.
I'll believe they'll come back to it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
They always come back to it. Oh, daddy.
I know.
I still, like, I love my dad.
Yeah.
I love all my family, yeah. You know.
Is
even
he still
my mother.
Alive, though?
My father is still alive.
Oh.
Can you believe it?
I don't know why I was speaking about him in past tense, you know, because I don't know, for some reason I thought he wasn't around anymore.
Well, I haven't seen him in so long.
Yeah.
You know, and the crazy thing, he's probably, I don't know, he's somewhere in his 70s now.
Yeah.
And he is still working the farm like a horse.
Do you keep in contact?
Every now and then. Yeah. Every now and then. It's a
but
little difficult.
But if you have only good memories and it's your daddy, you know, I mean, what about phone calls once a week or something? No?
Well, you know, dad's one of the...
You sort of drifted away, I think.
Yeah, I have. And yeah. I know I shouldn't, and, you know, I mean, occasionally I do call up, but I call up on Skype.
Yeah.
You know, actually, for those people who are out there who have people, family, friends overseas... Just download Skype on your computer. I mean, it's the most amazing technology.
It really is.
And it's so inexpensive and so easy to keep in touch with family.
It's free. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't beat that.
But my father doesn't have a computer.
Exactly. So you have to call a phone. Okay.
So I call
three
a phone.
$3 a month.
Yeah.
Big deal.
It's big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth it.
Yeah, it is. It is worth it.
It's worth it.
Let's take a little break, okay, because I need to get some coffee and some water here.
And you got to hope that they've cleaned the cups, right?
Well, it better by now because, well, the dishwashers were working. So.
Oh, were they?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure it'll happen. So we'll be right back.
Hey, everybody. Harry Caray here. You know, two of my most favorite things in life besides the Cubs are Jews and Australians. And this BBS Talk Radio has them both on one show. Hey, this place is great. Okay, let's get back to California dreaming with my favorite Jew in Australia, Sam and Manu. Hey, Sam. Hey, Manu. Cubs win.
That, of course, is Greg Rempe, who is not with us today, I'm sure. Because he's starting his new job today.
His new job.
Yeah, so he's not going to be a regular listener, at least not live. I'm sure he's going to catch all the replays. But,
hey, Greg.
Yeah.
My favorite man, Greg. Have a great day at work.
Harry Caray. I've heard the name, but I never really heard him talk.
Right.
But this is the announcer, I guess, for the Chicago Cubs.
Oh, really?
The baseball announcer, yeah. I think he's not alive anymore, but... I remember him dying several years ago, I think.
Yeah.
But I suppose he talks like this because
I can't remember.
Yeah, Greg wouldn't do just a lousy thing. You know?
No, not at all.
Our call-in number, for those of you who would like to share some thoughts with us, our number is 818-602-4498. There are many listeners, Manu, who are regular listeners, and they're simply... too embarrassed to call, too nervous to call, you know.
Ah.
But folks, don't worry. We only have 2.5 listeners. You don't have to worry about it.
Speaking of which, do you remember me ever bringing up this gentleman, this old man named Bob? Does that ring a bell to you? Well, anyways, he's probably something 80 something years old. And anyways. I saw him on Saturday evening, and he said, "I've been listening to your show, and I just think it's a hell of a show."
Really?
Yeah. And so he's been one of our listeners.
And who is he? I mean, where do you know him from?
He is a friend of Cash's mother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. You know the whole fucking world, but
yeah. So. But anyways, he really likes our show.
Really?
And he says, you guys really talk about anything,
yeah,
don't
we do.
You?
We do. And our show is really different from the rest of the shows. I mean, each show has like its own personality. You
yeah.
know? And we do have many shows where people talk about just about anything.
Anything.
But the shows are different. They each have their own personality and vibe to them, you know.
Of course.
So, yeah, and... we have some big fans in New York as well. Julio and Chan, they love us, man. And and they had their show yesterday. We had problems galore, Manu.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
I mean, that show went with like 2 minutes of silence because I was struggling to get them connected again.
Oh, no. So, okay.
Yeah, I mean, everything worked when we prepared and tested the previous day.
Right.
And then the time comes, and of course, there's going to be problems. Because you're trying to get two people, they're sitting each one at his own house.
Right.
And then I need to patch them in So right. they can hear each other.
Yes.
And we can hear them. And then phone calls that come in would have to be patched in as well.
Oh,
so we wow. managed to do this, Manu. Took a little bit, but we managed to do it.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of hard work there.
I know. I amazed myself sometimes. But I was encouraged that he was happy about the show. They spent most of the show...
What? Just so with funny? What you just said, I just amaze myself sometimes. You know what?
I didn't even realize I said that.
Yeah, but you know what? I said the same thing to myself last night.
Like, you did?
Yeah. I was like, oh, I'm so proud of myself. I just amaze myself sometimes.
I know.
You know, because what I've done is just because of, you know, the guest thing and all that, uh-huh. I went ahead and I opened up a brand new Gmail account.
Yeah.
As ManuBBSTalkRadio at gmail.com.
But we can set you up with Manu at BBS Talk Radio.
Well, okay, we'll do that too.
All right.
And then I posted twice now, one late last night. So, you know, because I just wanted to make sure that it went through and so on.
Right.
And then I reposted another advert for guests this morning.
Yeah.
Before I came in.
Great. And so, did you put our name on the ad?
Yes.
Okay, then they're going to take it down, I'm sure.
No, well, I was looking for that from last night.
Right.
And it was still there.
It's still there, yeah. And but that's so, because that motherfucker slept over there. You know, I mean, yesterday, and you remember I told you, I know it's only one person doing this and flagging all our ads on Craigslist.
Right.
And so here's another example, okay? Yesterday, all day, the ad stayed there. Which means this fucker on a Sunday went and did something, so he wasn't sitting in front of the computer.
Oh.
But if it was a few people doing this, then it would always go down, you know, at about the same intervals.
Right.
So that's what I'm telling you. There's one motherfucker that sits there, and I'm telling you again, Manu, it requires a bit of work to get an ad flagged by yourself.
Yes.
Because you have to log in as, you have to use a certain technology to change your IP address.
Right.
And as far as Craigslist is concerned.
Oh, right.
So they'll
think
you're a different person. In other words, they don't want one person to flag an ad.
Right.
Well, so, we'll but see apparently what happens. People do it. Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you know? Shit, we'll try it in different ways, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we're already getting people from outside LA.
Yeah.
You know, still wanting to do shows, wanting to be guests. We're going to have a few call-in guests. In fact, Manu, I have this week, next week, booked solid. With guests every day.
Oh, hang on. I have a guest that wants to come in sometime this week or maybe next week.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can find a slot there.
We'll have to.
We'll maybe move someone to the following week or something. But what, did you already decide with them?
Remember, I was talking to you about the
production
company.
Yeah, but that was last week. Oh, well, the production company is coming today.
No. This is a different production company. This is Blacksmith Records. I was talking about Fat Kid Films.
Okay. I thought it was one and the same. I'm sorry.
No.
Okay.
No.
Great. So who am I going to have to change now? I'm going to have to switch somebody.
Well, we don't know yet.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, what had happened was when I first started contacting Fat Kid Films. Mm-hmm.
Are those the people that made your movie?
Yeah, yes. That's right.
Okay.
Or their movie,
a darker
should I
reality,
say.
Yeah,
A Darker Reality. His wife, or Chris Hudson, who is, you know, the producer of the film,
right.
His wife was pregnant while we were doing the film. And she was, you know, in her early stages and everything, but she's having a lot of difficulties right now. And so it's been quite a turmoil in the last week because I contacted him and I never got a response right away. And then I just got an email last night letting me know that she had been in the hospital. So it's been quite a, you know, a scary thing, you know. So everything should be okay, we hope.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll hope. Do you think our guests are here by now? It's
9:55.
Yeah.
I let them know that they had to be here at around 9:45.
Yeah. Okay.
To be in the studio. So let's see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. I think
as
someone's
a matter of fact.
Okay.
Okay.
So
great.
We're gonna take a little break and we'll be right back.
Okay. Bye.
Brought broadcasting live from high atop the BBS Talk Radio building. You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show.
I was just shooting you, Manu. Sorry.
What was that?
You okay. Made me, like, you know, think about things.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
sorry about that.
Oh, wow.
It's just that violent mood this morning.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a bad weekend.
So, our guests are here, Manu. Do you want to introduce them for us?
Yes. Well, this is Greta King-Smith from Blacksmith Records.
Uh-huh.
And her son, John.
Hi, John. So, hi, Greta. How are you?
I'm
welcome
fine.
To the show.
Thank you for coming in. Coming a little bit in, John.
Thank you for inviting us, everybody.
Yeah. Manu, how did you get to meet them?
Well, it was kind of funny, wasn't it? It was beginning of 2006, I think.
Yeah, I had a roommate, and you were working with him, or ex-roommate, actually.
Yeah.
And you were working with him, and he introduced us. And then we just kept talking. Actually, this is the first time Manu has ever seen me.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
So you talked to each other, but you never met
in
person.
We've talked to each other. We've emailed to each other, more so because she has been keeping me informed of what she is trying to do in the Los Angeles area.
Right.
And she's been on it. Like, I mean, like dealing with police issues, dealing with... Is that with you? Was that issue with you, John?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
issue of their own.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you can say what you want to say, of course.
This is John Michael King Smith. That's my son. Yeah. And the LAPD kept... we actually got a grant to rent new cars because we wanted to prove that you can't drive while black in L.A.,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my
and
God. So this was a test.
Yeah, it was an actual test, and we documented everything, and that's why I kept typing everything up.
Oh.
Because we wanted to prove that a young, nice black man that doesn't do anything but community activist work and help people can't drive a new car. And it was like a G6. It was nothing flashy.
Nothing flashy, but they kept on pulling you over.
Pulling him over.
Are you serious?
Oh. Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Took
really?
Me in jail
because of your car?
No other reason but my car. They tell me that my plates were out, my registration's out, but I'm driving a rental car, mind you, so these are all things that are impossible.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. That is terrible, you know. I mean, I thought all this stuff was over already, you know. I mean, we're gonna have a black president soon and everything, you know. And I thought this stuff was over. So, so you think the problem is with the police?
With the LA Police Department, because we've been in San Francisco, we don't never have that problem. Police are the nicest people I ever met. We've met people in other states because we used to live in Massachusetts at one time. I've never met a police department like the LAPD.
Yeah, and you would think by they would have straightened out their act, right? Because they've had so many problems like these before.
And then we wanted to also prove, especially with the song West Coast Cruising is our first music video, and it was completely donated by Miss Walker, Molly, and Jessica. I had to give them a shout out. they came down and they did everything, and it's a lot of to show that the black and Hispanics are not fighting in L.A. Like the police keep perpetrating.
Perpetrating,
it's a very small number of people, but on a whole, it's not. It's not in the city of Los Angeles at all.
Right.
Yeah.
So you know what? Because I was, you know, because I had a background of what you guys are doing, and of course, your production of music is to support business proposal as well, which is what I want you to talk about.
Okay, I can do that. Really summarize it really quickly. It's called BTEC, which is Blacksmith Records, Blacksmith the International Club. And what it'll be is a place teenagers from 14 and young adults from 14 to 25 can go and learn literacy through the arts. Because in the 2006... United Way put out a thing that 53% of the adults in Los Angeles could not read a bus schedule.
Yeah, I read
that.
Wow. I read that.
I never heard of that.
Look up the United Way. Yeah. It's on their website.
Yeah.
And so I'm thinking.
And I did look up that, and I was like, oh, my God, are you serious?
Yes. And so just be, so if the adults can't read, then they're producing children that they can't read.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that is our biggest problem with the situation in Los Angeles, because you can't read, you can't help yourself.
Yeah, but yeah. Do you think it has a lot to do because many people don't speak English?
No, I'm talking about regular people born here can't read also.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My kids bring home their friends, you know, when they were growing up, and it had nothing to do with that you couldn't speak English.
Yeah.
Right.
It actually was a lot of, because our school system in L.A.
Uh-huh.
is the worst on the planet. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Tell me about it.
And it's been bad since the 50s. And what's killing me about the whole situation, they're trying to act like it's just now starting. No, it's been bad since the 50s, since Brown versus United States. And they won, and it didn't get any better.
Right.
It's a joke.
Yeah. The biggest problem with school is like the lack of information and communication between children and their parents.
Right.
And
like
that's true. Things.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think, you know, I was teaching at the L.A. school district for a couple of years, and I saw how terrible it was. So I have to agree with you. I mean, these kids give not a hoot about their education or anything. You know, many of them drop out of school, get into drugs and gangs and all that. And you wonder, are these the people that are going to lead our country? You know,
but that's why our country
generation.
Looks like it does.
True,
they're leading us
people.
Right now.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I'm reading, and part of that you have it very well planned out, description of services. So they're looking into the arts and media programming, mediation and social skills programming, apprentice programming, nutrition foods program. You're even doing sex education classes.
Yeah.
We were just talking about sex prior to you guys coming on about, you know, we're having individuals who aren't educated, who don't have a financial support system, who don't, you know what I mean, really aren't people who's supposed to be having children.
Right.
And they're the ones who are bringing children into their world and reproducing an uneducated.
Well, because most of the parents in L.A. since the 1950s, mothers have been 12 years old.
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest things that I've heard the other day was I was having a conversation with a couple of friends, and they're like, it's not the way that it used to be back in the 50s where your grandmother's at least 50. Now people's grandmothers are like 35 and 40.
Yeah,
and it's
exactly.
Like,
that's
another problem. And that all comes from latchkey kids. So you get home, 14, 13, your parents are at work, because if they both aren't working, you can't eat. And so you have no supervision from 3 o'clock when you're let out of school until 8 or 9 o'clock when one of your parents get home.
Right.
And you have soap operas and sex all over the TV set. So what are you going to do? You're a kid. Your hormones are flashing.
Play doctor.
Okay. Pretty much. Really good. So that's why we wanted to do this, and we also want to teach social skills, your human rights, your civil rights, and we also want to teach etiquette classes.
I see the etiquette and self-esteem classes
right.
as well.
Right.
Yeah. So this is
so
really amazing.
Are these like open to anyone? Anyone?
Yes. So that's what we want to do. We're looking for a building. So if anyone out there knows, we're looking for a building, because we're nonprofit and we are the first record label that's nonprofit. We hold 501c.
Yes.
I did the paperwork all by myself.
Wow. So you're a nonprofit record.
Yeah. Label.
Label. Yeah. Wow.
Absolutely. And we're the first of our kind, because we're not affiliated with any institution or any kind of a religion. We just did it myself, between my son and myself. When we started this adventure in 1997, John was only 14.
She's been working her ass off.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah.
And we have volunteered for years. We've volunteered at SAGE for over 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm the reason why EBT is the way it is right now, because I was the only welfare recipient in the room in Sacramento fighting with lawyers and other people to make sure that there were 7 banks in California that you can go get your money for from free instead of going to the check cashers.
Right. Right.
Wow, check cashers were making $1 million a month off
really?
The poorest people
Whoa.
In L.A.
Yeah, yeah. That's
I stopped that.
Really?
You stopped that? Really?
Yeah, with the EBT.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Very nice.
And that's
very
called,
nice.
EBT is
Electronic Benefit Transfer.
Thank you.
Oh. Well. So how did you get started in all this? I mean, how did you get involved? I mean, obviously, you're devoting a lot of your time.
My mother was a civil rights activist all my life. She worked for the school district, the Board of Education, for 40 years of her life. And she worked the last 20 years at Trade Tech College.
Right.
Being in the system and learning and fighting, I'm the first electrolysis for the city of Los Angeles that was black, and I was like 20.
Yeah.
So we did a lot of things that no black people have ever done before, and that's how my mother was. If it was something, a door needed to be open, she pushed you right through it. You got to get the door open.
Wow.
And so I couldn't do anything else because of my mother.
Awesome. So now you've got your son following your footsteps.
Yes.
Very clearly here. That's pretty awesome.
I'm trying.
Yeah. So, okay, well, the site, Blacksmith Records, you have a site?
No, right? That's what we're looking for right now. That's why we're getting it out and we're trying to get on different radio stations. Because what it is if a government official sees what we're doing, they're empty buildings that the government owns.
Right.
And they can give it to us because we're nonprofit for free or a dollar a month.
Right.
So that's what we're trying to get a hold of right at this point in time. So that we can, once we have a building, facilitating the money is so much easier to do. Everybody's saying, get the building. We'll give you the money. Get the building.
Well,
you need money for the building.
Exactly. Right. Okay, so that's why my son made this CD, Black Invite, and every artist on the CD has completely donated all of their royalties, everything. Back to the CD.
So that you can start.
So that we can start
production. That's amazing.
And on March the 24th, which is my birthday, I'll be 52, you can go to blacksmithrecords.org and download the CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah, nice. You'll be able to get it. It'll be $19.99 for download and $24.99 for a hard copy mail.
Right. Okay, cool.
And then if you just want to donate, anybody that donates over $25 will automatically get a CD.
So is there anywhere on the site except, you know, I mean, not via email that anyone can look up the business proposal?
Oh, when the new website comes out, it'll all be a part of that. Yes.
Okay. Now, the other thing, have you heard of Ron Muhammad?
No.
No? Okay. He is with Ice Cube Vision.
Yeah, I've heard of
him. Okay. Yeah. And I actually have personal contact immediate with him. So I was wondering if we could do up a little, you know, proper portfolio or something like that. And then that way I can actually shoot it off to him.
Oh, we would love you to do that.
Because I think with what you're doing, because I have worked and acted with Ice Cube, last year I think it was, beginning of last year. And, you know, and of course Ron Muhammad was very smitten with me. And so.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's only because she's beautiful, everybody. You just don't know.
Yeah. Isn't she, though?
Yes, she is.
I only hired her because she looks beautiful.
I'm not mad at you, Sam, at all. Yeah.
As a co-host, she ain't worth a shit, man.
Oh, that's because Sam is handsome, too, and you just don't want to get
slighted. Oh, thank you. Yeah.
He is. I'm not. One thing you guys have find out about me is life goes on. I don't lie. Yeah.
Good. Okay, so you made my day
sometimes
now.
Sometimes it's brutal.
Manu sits with me every day and she doesn't tell me I'm handsome. So
we have to wait for a guest.
I'm pulling your leg. You only tell me when you don't have a choice. When you're under pressure.
Oh, wow.
No, but Manu is beautiful. You know, I mean, her pictures grace her website and... Everybody loves Manu. She's just a great person. Yeah.
Now, you also have a MySpace page as well.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And that's MySpace.com/blacksmithrecords.
Yeah.
John Doe has one also, and it's MySpace.com/John Doe, and that's spelled J-O-N-D-O-E, and that's because it stands for Justice Overnight, Death Over Eternity.
Ooh. Well, there you go.
Nice. I like that.
Clever.
Yeah, who came up with that one?
He did when he was 12.
Really?
What?
Wow. Nice.
12? How old are you now, John?
I'm actually only 24.
You're 24.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Well, yeah. Geez.
You know what's the most striking about both of them? Did you notice they have the same beautiful eyes, both of them? And they probably hear it every time somebody talks to them. But they have these deep blue eyes, you know, and both of them. And it's like amazing. It really is nice. Nice
color.
Yeah,
so if the ladies like go to John Doe, you can see him. He's beautiful.
Yeah.
And he's very shy.
That's good. That's what makes girls. I think girls
look
like
at that.
Shy
he's
guys.
He's blushing underneath his collar.
Look at that.
Okay, so we'll play his music in the meantime. So this is a CD that you recorded?
Yeah.
Okay. And what, track 16 did you say you
wanted to play? Yeah, track
16.
Okay. I actually recorded and produced most of the tracks on this album.
Oh, really? So, yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And this is the music video, right? Has been done to this song.
Brand new, and you can find it on YouTube.
You can find it on YouTube. Cool.
And Blacksmith Records.
Well, that's not you.
No, that's his sister.
Sister?
Really?
Yeah, that's Lauren. Lauren Shy Smith.
Wow. West Coast Day Away, West Coast Cruising. Into another day. Wake up in the morning, take a shower, grab a fit. Look out the window, sunny day, this is it. Hit up the homies like, what's up, let's take a trip. Roll up something sweet, then jump up in the whip. Top down before I even hit the strip. When you speak of cruising, little homie, this is it. Smokey did it for love, but I did this for my Crips. The community revolution's in progress, don't trip. Injustice overnight, the operation, get it quick. And death over eternity if we forfeit. Just West Coast cruising, doing some raw shit. West Coast a day away, West Coast cruising, into another day we cruising. West Coast a day away, West Coast cruising, into another day. West Coast cruising, but my mind's up north. Racking up verses like the game is a sport. And this is my court, y'all can't see me. So sick, check my arm for the IV. Get the gas, and you know it's time to bail. So we can cruise for another 2 times 12. Yellow diamonds in the watch, y'all ain't knowing. Put my wrists in the air and the roosters start crowing. The West, yes, it's like no other. And the song is mellow like soft colors. I'm the fuel to the fight, don't go near jets. Flow so hot that I make the sun sweat. But I'm cold and the chain's so icy. So you can catch a brain freeze thinking about robbing me. Cruising, West Coast a day away, West Coast cruising.
Well, that's a cool song, man, huh?
Thank you.
Yeah, that's nice. How long did it take you? So you produced the whole album, pretty much?
It's 12 out of 19 tracks.
No, actually, let me do this for you right quick. Okay. He produced 17 out of the 19 tracks.
Wow.
He performed on 17 of the 19 tracks. He wrote, produced, and did everything to 11 of them.
Yeah.
The problem was when he started out, he was 14. And so a lot of the songs that are on here that he wrote at 14. And then when he turned 18, we were homeless. And that's another thing why we really started this. We were completely homeless. We slept in cars. We lived downtown in the Olympic Hotel.
Yeah. Right.
And most of the people that are on this and with this CD were homeless with us.
Yeah.
And we met them at the Olympic Hotel. Jessica Smith. We met her at the homeless motel, and she's one of the producers of the West Coast cruising video.
See? Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, so to prove that all homeless people aren't stupid was another reason why we really wanted to get this done. And then we kept going around. Jesse Gostin let us go into the studio, which is in the Marquis Hotel.
Right.
So two of the songs, we're not going to tell you which two because you can't tell the difference between
the
$10 million studio and the one my son built out of broken parts that people didn't want. And he put it together, and he taught himself everything. He taught himself to be an engineer. He taught himself to be a producer. He's a writer.
Cool.
He freestyles. He does everything.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, you have a very talented son, obviously. You must be very proud.
I am. I'm busting. Yeah. Can't you see? No.
Yes, Greta, you are definitely busting.
I'm staying out of this one.
At least I can
That's
say that.
Yes. Yeah, so do you have any other kids? Do you have any brothers, sisters?
I have sisters.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we have two sisters, but only one that we actually still deal with. The other one's, what do we call that, estranged? We're going to be nice. But I always say I had three. I raised all of them by myself, and two out of three ain't bad. Yeah. The third one's not really that bad. She just doesn't like him. And so it makes her impossible to work with us because she hates him so much.
Really?
That, oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So how can anybody hate you? I mean, you seem like such a nice guy, you know?
I've never done anything to him except for pay for dances.
I mean, he paid really too much for her. He really has.
Yeah,
he's
so there's really,
really
no reason for them to hate me like that.
Yeah.
So how old
Maybe
is she?
Maybe they're jealous. Is she jealous?
Well, I'm the youngest. That's the problem.
And she's the middle child.
And I'm the only
Okay. So she hates you for taking all the attention.
So my oldest daughter's 29.
Okay, and then she's mature enough.
Yeah, and then the middle daughter is 26.
Well, okay. You think by 26 you would know better.
Oh, no, she's crazy. And then John is 24.
You're right, right.
So, you know, it was just too
You know
much.
What, you'll see by the time she gets around 30, she'll get over it.
But that's all right, but we won't. We're done.
Completely.
Yeah. I know, who's going to wait till she's 30? You
see,
know?
This is what people need to learn early in their life. You can't pick your family, but you can pick your friends.
Yes. Yeah.
And so when you have a family member, everybody got one. Just like everybody got a June bug, you know. So, you know, so you figure it out. You say, oh, okay. And I don't wish her no bell, but she just needs to be gone.
Right.
From
right.
us. I hope she lives a fabulous
life. So which was the one that you had mentioned to me who lives in Las Vegas?
That's the one.
Oh, that's the one. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it.
Say no more.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, but, you know, that's what happens when you raise children by yourself. You know, you got to do what you got to do.
It's really hard. It's really hard. And my hat's off to you. You know, it's because I know, I mean, I'm divorced and I have two kids, but I'm with them all the time. You know,
that's
I mean,
good.
I see them and but their mother, nevertheless, is still a single parent, you know, and I can see what it requires. It's a lot of work. A lot of responsibility, you know, but I think your kids grow up and they appreciate it.
Yeah,
right?
Truly, we do.
Yeah, and mine was a little bit different. I didn't get the option of being divorced like that. And my ex-husband went to jail for 27 years. And
then I had
to make a decision. Did I want to make my children jailhouse kids by running back and forth? Or did I want to separate myself and move on? Even though I don't think he did the deed. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, do I want to make my children into penitentiary kids or do I want them to have a life?
Right.
And I chose for them to have a life.
Yeah.
And as I look back on it, I still think I made the best choice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You did. Definitely. Well, that's great. So so we're giving out the website again, right? It was the website again.
Blacksmithrecords.org.
Records.org, okay?
Yeah, and that's blacksmithrecords.org.
Right. And how did you choose Blacksmith as the name?
Actually, that's you're really going to start in some controversy. Here we go. When he was 12, we went through the dictionary and going, and he picked his name, John Doe. And then we were trying to figure out what we were going to do for Blacksmith Records. By the time we got like 13, we went through the dictionary and we picked Blacksmith because they were creators. They were builders.
Right.
Oh, wow.
That's true.
Yeah.
And so without a blacksmith, nothing could be built. And we wanted to recreate our whole situation, our whole lives and everything. So that's how we became Blacksmith Records.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow, that's great.
And, okay, so are you producing other people too, or is it pretty much around you
actually,
at this point?
Actually, we are producing other artists. I'm really proud of the artists that we are producing now. One of them is a young man out of Watts, and I've been working with him for a couple of years. I used to teach at Los Padrinos Juvenile Hall with this Liberations Arts Lab. So we take music into the juvenile halls and media programs. And when we got out, we'd also have classes at the YJC.
Oh,
we teach hip-hop
Youth
classes
Justice
and DJ.
Coalition.
Yeah,
the
Youth
wow.
Justice Coalition. And a couple of the kids got really good, so we went ahead and brought them over and let them record, and we teach them the different things in the studio. So actually, sometimes like the songs that are recorded, the kids are actually recording me. So it's like it's beautiful.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. So it's like a program
being
to
very
make
modest.
Them.
Let me explain this to you. The YJC is also able accredited in Los Angeles to give high school diplomas, not
exactly.
GED, high school diplomas.
Oh,
and
right.
John is one of their everyday teachers that has been teaching for the last 3 years for free. Before that, he did all their computer work and stuff. When something breaks down, John fixed it for them for free.
They're very nice. I mean, it's
but
really
they're very nice. It's back and forth for both of us. They do the same thing for us,
but
they haven't been. So John has these kids, and he's been having them. Like he just gave. We call him Batman. That's his name on the mic. His name is
Brandon Jackson. He's a really good kid. I mean, amazing on the mic. We just signed another kid, 16.
And his name,
16?
And his name is Davion. That's who you heard. That was
the
second verse.
That was the second verse,
Oh, really?
And he's albino. He's absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You've got to see him. He's absolutely beautiful.
Really?
And he's 16.
You mean albino African-American?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yes, and he's beautiful. You've got to see him.
Really?
He's on John Doe's website in the West Coast Cruising. It's like a poster, and it's three of him.
Yeah.
He's one.
So I heard blacksmithrecords.org and then John Doe.
That's at MySpace. MySpace.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he's on your MySpace correct?
Page,
right.
Okay. All the artists and everything will be up by like mid next week on blacksmithrecords.org.
March the 24th.
Yeah.
March the
24th. It's the official launch date, yeah. But if you can go ahead and check within the next couple of weeks, it'll probably be up. Yeah.
Wonderful. And we'll put a link on your on our website for people to go to you and everything. So that should be fine. Anything more that you want to ask him, Manu? Or?
Don't forget about Ice Cube. We really want to do that.
No, no, I will. I will. Because I was just like, I have his card. I have his email address. It's something that I could not only shoot your email towards. As a matter of fact, I think I have a couple of your emails that you've sent me, which I thought, see if I can get a response from him that way. Mm-hmm. I shot off a couple of your emails to him, forwarded, you know. And but I think if we can like get a really nice proposal like this, because this is a fabulous business proposal. You know,
I just want to give one shout out, well, two shout outs. One to his name is Vaughn, and he has debonairmedia.com. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that is building our whole new website, and he's doing it for free. Yeah. He saw our old website, and he emailed me and said, can I help you for free? Because I really like what you're doing.
Yeah. That's so, really cool.
And then Reptone of L.A., he did all of the posters and everything. He took some pictures that we had and made posters, beautiful work. And Mike Browning is a photographer, and he did, and all of these people have completely donated all of their services.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
wonderful.
That's really awesome.
That's the way to do it, you know? I mean, you got to find people that have the same passion as you.
Yeah.
And then it's not so much the money as the effort as that you put in, you know?
Which is what we're doing, right, Sam?
Pretty much, yeah. We don't make a penny here, but we come nevertheless every day.
Every day. So,
that's beautiful.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yes, yeah,
truly,
yeah.
We do.
Yeah, I figured out a way to take advantage of her, you know?
I like that.
She's still trying to figure it out.
Now she's blushing.
Where did I go wrong?
Well, he does it when we have certain conversations. On the air, by Jim.
Yeah, we say everything on the air. So.
Yeah, we can get pretty explicit. It's so okay. Because I hadn't met you before, right, Greta? Right? So we've been kind of professional for the most part.
Oh, why? I can sling it. Come on now.
So I was really trying to be a little coy earlier.
Oh,
but
you don't have to be nice. Come on now.
Now we can just say whatever the hell we want.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, there you go. Shoot me again.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Well, you know, I'm starting to see war here. So, anyway, Greta and John, thank you so much for joining us this morning. You have a very interesting story. I think you've got a great thing going there, and I hope that more people will join you. Because, you know, it takes a special person to start something out of nothing that's doing good for someone else, you know?
And you've been like doing this for the last 10 years?
Actually, 11.
11 years?
11 years this year. Because when we started it, he was only 14. He's now 24.
That's just
24.
Like, that's dedication.
Wow.
Dedication.
I also used the thing to raise my children. I gave them something to strive for, something bigger than them. And to realize that you can't live in this world alone.
Right.
And that one person can change the world. That's why my son makes me very proud of being a Crip, and that means community, revolutionary, and progress.
Oh, cool.
Ah, there you go.
That's what it means.
So, you decided to give a new meaning to
Well, because, that's their
definition.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was a spinoff from the Black Panthers, and they did that first. I don't know where these gangs came from with it. It was never a gang entity. It was never about that. It was always community, revolutionaries, and progress.
Wow.
And so hopefully we can take that and blend the gangs together, and they can be one community, revolutionary.
Yeah, obviously they're not revolutionary or
No.
Yeah.
So if this is something for
them.
Or
progress, yeah.
And so this way they have something to strive for where they can be.
Yeah, that's great.
Wonderful. Okay, so everybody go to blacksmithrecords.org, and we'll have the link on our site as well. And anything else you want to plug?
Just thank you guys for having us out. And
No problem at all.
It's a pleasure.
Much love. In LA.
Yeah, and let's go out with another song. Which one should we play?
Let's do The Revolution. It's number three.
Number three.
It's my Revolution. I Love You Mommy song, but I asked him to pay attention to my life, and this is what he did at 14.
Wow. He was 14 when he recorded
wrote this.
When he wrote this.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This song is dedicated to Greta King Smith.
Dorothy King, and John Peter King Jr. And I am Justice Overnight, Death of Eternity. Should not be televised, cause that's the first spice you use to tell us lies. So we sell CDs you can see through a rebel's eyes. One of us dies, one of the rise, revolutionize. Revolution should not be televised, cause that's the first spice you use to tell us lies. So we sell CDs you can see through a rebel's eyes. One of us dies, one of the rise, revolutionize. Was once painted black with ashes. My people's rights move like molasses. I cut your trees like bastards. Sit back and laugh as they ask us to see past this. By giving some of us fast cash and stardom. You know we take a ghetto with vicious and disregard them. But he was far from the land itching for justice. Cause he even preachers from child touch kids without getting fucked with. And I can't even sell snail shit without ending up in a cell with system set up so we fell and end up dead from a shell spit. But I shall excel, even though I fell in hell's pit. Travel the trail of betrayal's tricks. Science and tell it a two-tail snitch. Politicians sell scripts and they don't have shit. Cause real life situations never dealt with. But if it was up to me, the revolution be tonight. Revolution should not be televised. Cause that's the first advice used to tell us lies. So we sell CDs you can see through a rebel's eyes. If one of the eyes, a hundred arise. Revolutionize. So the revolution should not be televised. Cause that's the first advice used to tell us lies. So we sell CDs you can see through a rebel's eyes. If one of the eyes, a hundred arise. Revolutionize. The revolution should not be televised, but yet recognized by the glances in the child's eyes. As helicopters fall from the skies, realize not all the old watch to the president's eyes. It's ebony lies, so don't act all surprised. And the wars arrived, and the same people deprived that brought your demise. All up in the White House with C4 and 45, not giving a damn about their own lives, cause everybody dies. As long as our shorties rise and recognize the truth of our lies, then that death really wasn't our demise. Forever to be resurrected through our child's eyes, and history's proof. When you speak the truth, snipers hit the roof. So in depth, I search for clues. And I definitely ain't asking fools to grab your tools and follow my rules. Just acknowledge and lose. Cause the revolution is not on the news. Yeah, it's not on the news. Revolution should not be televised. Cause that's the first advice you use to tell us lies. So we sell CDs, you can see through a rebel's eyes. On one of the sides, a hundred the rise. Revolutionize. Cause the revolution should not be televised. Cause that's the first advice you use to tell us lies. So we sell CDs, you can see through a rebel's eyes. On one of the sides, a hundred the rise. Revolutionize. Sorry, my peoples, but these are just my thoughts on paper. No class, no caper. Nah, I'm not just out for paper. Yeah, I'm a G, but I can see there's something much greater. This country full of haters, piranhas and gators. So just monitor your behavior before you use your life saving. You can see it ain't right if your ass ain't right. You see the lights, think they gon' save your life and slay your rights. And some say the brave will fight. And if you're made, then your plight is light. It's all bullshit and hype. Cause Bush took this country with terror and fright. Some respects to the revolution, I'm bearing this mic. And someone once said my people don't care where they write. Where all the deeds done in the past by my soldiers in spite. I don't think that's right, but that's why I'm here tonight. Bearing this mic, letting all my people out there know that we ready to fight. Yeah, we ready to fight. Revolution should not be televised. That's the first advice used to tell us lies. So we sell CDs, you can see through a rebel's eyes. If one of the thighs, a hundred arise. Revolutionize. The revolution should not be televised. That's the first advice used to tell us lies. So we sell CDs, you can see through a rebel's eyes. If one of the thighs, a hundred arise. Revolutionize.
For everything that matters.
I'm not European. I don't plan on being European. So who gives a crap if they're socialists? They could be fascist anarchists. It still wouldn't change the fact that I don't own a car.
And everything that doesn't.
I've been in prison for 3 years. My dick gets hard if the wind blows.
You're listening to the Sam and Manu Show on BBS Talk Radio.
Okay, and we're back.
Wow.
That was a nice interview, huh?
Yeah, it was.
They're really doing something... you know, commendable, you know,
and very.
And it's really refreshing to see people taken from their time to do this for other people.
Yeah, and she does this, and I'm talking about, I get emails regularly to keep me updated exactly what she's doing, what she's up to, who she's confronted, and so on.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, as a matter of fact, I forgot to mention... because they did do this run, you know, with getting, you know, hiring a car. They got funded to hire a car, you know,
right,
prove this, you know, black man in a new car
thing. That was an amazing story.
I know. But there is actually a website that you can go on now for everybody called Rate Your Cop. Right?
Really?
Yeah, Rate Your Cop, as it sounds out, .com.
Right.
And you can go onto that website and just say you've been pulled over by the police.
Right.
Right. You can then, after that, you can go on this site and rate your cop. You know, like with the name.
Like the comments and everything.
Yeah, the comments. You can actually, send it off.
Yeah, maybe I should do that for those two guys that pulled me over for license plates, for crying out loud. Now, I got to take time from my day to go to the friggin' court to show them I put my friggin' license plates on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's what this site is all about.
Yeah.
You know, like being pulled over, and then you are openly free to say what you want about your experience with that particular cop.
Yeah, I know. I still can't get over this fucking license plate pullover twice, you know? And, you know, whereas, you know, when I really get pissed is when I'm on the freeway and somebody's doing like 100 miles an hour and they weave between lanes. And, those are murderers, because when you drive a car, you have a weapon in your hands.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And if you don't drive responsibly, you're a fucking murderer. And that's what I think they are. When they start weaving like this between lanes and you know, just cutting in front of you and in front of other cars, and just for the sake of being the fastest one on the freeway, you know, it's preposterous to me.
Yeah, and not only on the freeway, but
in the
main streets.
And they don't fucking get pulled over. There's never a cop there.
No.
You know?
No, there isn't.
But for me to pull me over within 1 week twice for my license, front license plate, God forbid, you know, somebody's going to get hurt by that.
I know.
Yeah.
Sam, I still feel you.
But,
I still feel you.
But the cops were nice, I have to admit.
Oh, they were?
They were nice to me, yeah.
All right, but still it's an annoying thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure, for sure.
What are you going to do?
I know.
Tell me something. Have you been watching Lost? Did you ever see the series Lost?
No.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what you're missing?
No.
You have no idea.
Hey, remember, I don't watch TV.
I know, I don't either. But this is something we've watched for the past couple of years. But this season, everything is recorded on my TiVo. We watched not even one. Because I don't have time to watch TV. But it's an awesome show. It's an awesome show. If you can catch it on DVD sometime, instead of the lesbian stuff you watch all the time.
Oh, you know.
Have you watched any of The L Word with your boyfriend?
No.
No, huh?
No.
You think he doesn't like it, or you just weren't?
I don't know. It just never happened.
Really?
Well,
you were a different person when he wasn't here. You
he
know
was,
that?
Yeah, I was. You know, because you know.
I mean, you were going out all the time, out on the town,
well,
having fun.
But I was also unemployed.
That's right, you weren't working at the time.
Yeah, I was unemployed.
I think you still would have gone out though. It's just that we get so comfortable in relationships, you know, that we don't really.
Well, if it's a comfortable relationship.
Oh, sorry about that.
If it's a comfortable relationship, there's really no need. You'll find that this is my opinion. You know, this is only, of course, my opinion.
Okay.
Most people who aren't in really good, healthy relationships, they are doing their own thing, and they're going out and they're partying and so on.
Yeah.
But when you've got someone that you really love and care,
exactly,
really feel the need to go out or socialize or anything like that, because it's important.
Yeah, but just think about it. If he hadn't left, we wouldn't have all your stories about the lesbian clubs, nightclubs and shit.
Don't worry, I'm going to be returning. Trust me.
Yeah, if only to see Paris Hilton there, huh?
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We got a phone call. Hold on.
Oh, wow.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, Sam and Manu, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you very much.
Hey, yes it is, I forgot.
Yeah, well, he didn't forget. This is Johnny Day.
Oh, no. Yeah. I got big plans for today's show.
Yeah, let's hear what your plans are.
I'm bringing in a bottle of tequila, and every 20 minutes, Tiffany and I are going to take a shot.
Oh!
Manu is staying for that one, I think.
I can't.
Call into work and tell him you have to be drinking with Johnny Day.
By the way, you're both welcome to stop by and join us for a shot.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely going to be listening, but maybe I'll catch you at the end of the show and I'll come take a shot or two. You know, I'm sure, Manu, you know what? When I come back here at 4, these guys are going to be like floored, okay? They're going to be so so fucking plastered. We'll have to. I'm bringing a stretcher.
That's not fair. I can't join in on the fun.
Oh, Manu.
Man.
Yeah.
Well,
okay,
well, I guess I have to take one from Manu, so that means I'm going to have an extra shot.
Exactly.
That's okay.
An extra
All right.
shot, yeah.
All right.
You see, I mean, the sacrifice this guy's doing for you, you know?
I'm giver. I'm a giver. That's what I do.
You definitely are a giver. And I want to tell you, I'm really impressed with your co-hosts. I think you got a great combination there. And, you know.
Stephanie
and
the Kiwi, right?
Yeah, Stephanie the Kiwi and Ro, the big-ass chick. And I still need to be here one time to see her ass, you know. But as I told you, she works right down the street from me. So I'm going to go and visit her and see the big ass for myself.
It is a big one, but it's shapeless. It's firm. You can crack it.
But you know, but I'm trying.
It doesn't look like a relief globe.
I'm trying to find out though how big is it? I mean, is it huge or is it like bigger than her frame?
I set my laptop on it.
Oh yeah, he sat his laptop on.
You mean it's like a shelf?
Like a shelf?
Yes, it's a shelf. These are her own words, by the way. I'm not making for these are. I'm quoting Ro pretty much verbatim. It is a shelf.
Oh my God.
That's funny. I loved your phone calls to the restaurant where she works. All these girls were game, you know. They were having fun and stuff.
That was. And they all want to toss my salad. I know that was interesting.
I know. But he mentioned how there's two Italian girls he hasn't given an orgasm to. One is his wife, one is Ro. Although I don't believe that for a second. His wife would not be staying with him if she hadn't. So.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure.
All right, I just want to call and wish you guys a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you very much.
I'm looking forward to getting in there. I promise not to trash the studio this afternoon.
As long as people have drank here before you, but never got plastered like you're going to. So yeah, extra care when you're here. And and you know what the nice thing, Manu, about Johnny is he's not driving. He's taking the train, so he doesn't have to worry about driving afterwards.
Where do you park to catch a train?
I don't. I walk to the Hollywood Highland Elevation. I live right by the Kodak Theater.
No way.
Yeah.
Way. So you got it
totally
lucky.
Way.
Yeah, he's got it made. Take the train. You can get drunk, smoke weed, and still go home in one piece.
That's why you come on show all ripped, right? Because you don't have to worry about all that crap.
Yeah. Johnny, well, you're a great man, and we love your show. And by the way, I got at least two compliments on your show this weekend of people that love to listen. So, and they're definitely joining me because I'm telling you, I listen to you every afternoon. When I miss part of the show, I listen to it in the morning when I shave and stuff. So,
your
show. What?
That explains all the cuts and nicks on his face.
There you
it?
Go. Yeah, from laughing so hard.
I want to tell you guys. For your morning show is a lot better than stuff that's out there on the radios right now. You know, Mark and Brian, their time has come and gone. They were great when you guys are more refreshing. And the reason being is, like me, you guys get to say whatever you want.
Yeah.
And nothing is more boring than contrived humor.
Yeah.
You guys don't have contrived humor. You guys are in the moment like we are. And that's what life is. Life is in the moment. And you know, why shouldn't you entertainment? And that's what I love about this whole thing you put together, Sam.
Exactly. I mean, the station is just, you know, like I was saying to Manu earlier, you know, I mean, we have more than one show that has all this banter and stuff, and you guys come closest to our show in the structure and everything, but you guys tackle on different subjects, sometimes they overlap, and you got a different chemistry, so it's not like listening to the same show, it's two different, totally different shows, and yet, you know, we still have, where we talk about anything, and we hit on each other, and all that kind of stuff, you know, so. So I like that, you know, and we get more and more shows like this. We had Julio and Chan yesterday, but they didn't really try to turn each other on. So, that was just, you know, one of those things. Obviously, Manu is not listening because she's not laughing, but, or maybe it just wasn't very funny, but, whatever.
Hey, Sam, if Manu isn't wearing green, make sure you reach over and give her a pinch.
Okay, I'll pinch her. No, she's not wearing green, so I can pinch her.
Damn.
That's right. St. Okay. Patrick's Day. If you ain't wearing green, you get pinched.
Oh, really? Well, I'm going straight for the nipples, man.
News lucky day.
Yeah, she found a plastic card that's green, and she's covering her nipple with it.
No, it has to be clothing, and plastic cards are not clothing.
It has to be clothing. There's no green, man. I'm looking all over. There's no green.
No green. No green.
So you guys have a great rest of the show, and okay. I will talk to you later.
Thank you, Johnny. Johnny, thanks for calling, man.
All right.
That's Johnny Dam.
Johnny Damn. You know, I listened to that show, you know, to get an idea of what he was doing and so on, because he was looking for a co-host.
Right.
I mean, obviously he's found one, and I think she's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Or two or three.
Or he's two three. Or three. Yes. Yeah. But still, I think that's pretty cool, you know, that he can have three different people come in, because you're bringing three different outlooks.
Exactly.
You know, constantly into the show. Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Well, maybe I'll replace you eventually when you get old, you know?
No.
When I get tired of you, I'll just bring someone.
That's just around the corner. No, you're going to have that pleasure when I decide that I need a few days off or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. All right.
How's that sound?
What kind of a pleasure? Oh, you want me to get a replacement, a temporary replacement?
A temporary, yeah, okay. yeah. You All know, right. because I might have to do a film. Yeah. I might have to do something, you
That's
know?
That's true, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm sure I'll find someone. Yeah.
Well, check this out.
Yeah.
All right, that's why, you remember, okay, for a moment you lost my concentration because, of course, part of my job is finding things to talk about or, you know what I mean, to discuss with you.
But that's before the show. Not, no.
Well, hey, I try to do
but
it.
But everybody's guilty of that. We've all been reading, like, as we're doing the show.
Yeah, exactly.
It sucks.
So, anyways, I come across this photograph of this massive crocodile.
Yeah.
And in his mouth is a flipping arm. That he had torn off.
An arm. A human arm.
A human arm.
Wow.
And apparently it was a Taiwanese veterinarian's forearm today after a 200-kilogram Nile crocodile chomped it off. Oh, my God. And colleagues recovered the limb from the reptile's mouth, and they've reattached it. How funny is that?
Wow.
Look at that damn arm in that croc's mouth.
Dangling from his mouth. He's like, yes.
I got that fucker.
Yeah. I got my dinner for the night.
But isn't that amazing? Could you imagine if the croc decided to swallow it? You know?
Then you cut it open and get the arm out, you know?
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny. So funny. Well, yeah. Actually, it wasn't funny. It was just like, holy crow. You know, you would have expected that to happen to Steve Irwin.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Instead, he got stabbed by a stingray. Oh, well.
Wow. Wow.
What is that?
That's a wow. I've been getting some sound effects, but they all suck. I don't really like them, you know. How about this one? You see, and my system is not playing today.
Ooh la la.
Ooh la la. I tell you what, wasn't about what I'm about to tell you right now.
Okay.
All right, so fellas, don't make her mad. Because she will pour gallons and gallons of red paint inside your beautiful black car. Wow. So you've been warned. You've been warned.
Wow. You know what? Was that like paint and stuff on the
car? Yeah, it's paint.
Wow.
So obviously she got really pissed.
Yeah.
And she went ahead. And you know, it's funny because I have actually seen this in action. Mm-hmm. I have actually seen this in action.
Yeah.
Back home in Australia, obviously the boyfriend pissed her off or something happened. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Because it was the talk of the town.
Right.
She had gotten in and carved into the hood and around the car.
Ooh.
You know, as in cheater and so on. What? Right? All this really nasty stuff. And then on top of that, she had poured brake fluid, which is extremely corrosive, on paint and so on.
Right.
And so she had poured brake fluid all over the car
as
well.
Yeah,
so it completely ruined the car.
Yeah, I know. You put all that stuff on the paint, you know, and it's like
just eats it away.
Forget about it.
Forget
you know?
About
acid
it.
All over. Remember in Fatal Attraction, she did that to his car.
Oh.
Glenn Close, when she was pissed at Michael Douglas, she went and poured acid all over his car, and he just
I don't remember that. Yeah. I just remember the bloody rabbit.
Yeah, well, who doesn't? But there was some there was some good parts there. Yeah, let's take a quick break, Manu, and we'll be right back. I think I love you, and I can't say that to you, Manu.
No.
No. Well, I think I love you, but you know, in a sisterly way.
Now hang on.
In a brotherly, sisterly way. No, I love having you around. I mean, it's awesome, you know. I sit at home and I listen to playbacks of our show, and it just sounds like so cool, you know. And people get blown away and they tell us, it sounds like you guys have been doing this for a long time and stuff.
I had the same response this weekend.
You know, and what people don't realize is we never really sat down and planned this show. We just sat in front of the microphone one day and started talking.
And then that's the way it happens.
Yeah, and you know, we've sort of like found our voices and, you know, and it's awesome. It really is, you know. So I really enjoy listening to all the stories, your laughter, you know, it's just, it sounds so great when
you
laugh.
I got some weird laughs. I've noticed them when I've done playbacks. I was like, I got some weird laughs.
They're not weird. Yeah, I mean, there's so many different kinds of laughs, you know, that people laugh, you know, that it's some have like maniacal laughs, you know.
And, oh, there's some obnoxious laughs out there.
I know, there are, you know.
I like your laugh.
Yeah? Yeah. Thank you. No, but I mean, I like yours too, especially when you're like starting to laugh and or to smile and then you start talking. It's like, it sounds good.
Oh, my God.
It's funny,
so look at Obama. Yeah. He has now got, what, 16, over just over 1,600.
Oh, he's leaving her behind, huh?
He is so leaving her behind now. Remember, it was just like a very close
100.
Yeah,
it 100. Was like 50, 60 delegate difference between them.
Yeah.
Now he's got.
But I didn't realize that McCain was even further behind.
No, no, he's not, because they don't have to, the Republicans don't have to get as many delegates as the Democrats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's just the way that they set it up. You know, each party sets it up differently.
That sucks. That doesn't seem fair.
Why? What difference does it make? I mean, you know, it's just so, I think when you, in proportion, it's probably the same.
Right,
you know,
right.
So I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Okay, so then, you know, speaking of Obama, did you hear about his fight back over his church?
No.
Well, his pastor, who the church that he's been going to for over 20 years, I think it is, really, you can find it on YouTube, actually, if you just type in Obama's fight against the church or something like that. Apparently, his pastor had said some. I watched it last night, and it's really, really something. And then you wonder why we have this division and understanding of, you know, why this country remains so you know, significantly racist and so on. You know, because. I guess we will play it. Maybe perhaps tomorrow, you know, when I get both the links in comparison to each other.
Okay.
Then we'll play it. And then I think it brings up a really awesome discussion.
Yeah.
You know, because after I watched both Obama's response to what his parish pastor said.
Right.
I was like, oh my God. Basically what it is Obama completely doesn't agree with what his pastor has said. Hence, the pastor has resigned.
Oh, really? From the church?
Yeah, from the church.
Really?
So it goes on to...
What things was he saying that Obama didn't agree with?
Well, it basically went down as Clinton, particularly, you know, a white woman, doesn't know what it's like to, you know, have a cab drive past her. I mean, there's numerous things.
He started bringing up a lot of racial stuff.
Very, very racial. Yeah. Very
you see,
racial.
That's the unfortunate thing about many black leaders today. When they, you know, when you have like a Jesse Jackson or an Al Sharpton or this pastor you're bringing up, that they claim to represent blacks and yet they're the most polarizing, most galvanizing people there are. And then they wonder why, you know, why you have all this antagonism between the races.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
it
was it was pretty disturbing. Well, not disturbing, but it was just like, you know, that was just totally uncalled for someone who's supposed to be a parish, you know, a parish's pastor.
Yeah. Like a leader. I mean, leaders don't talk like that.
To come out and discuss something like this, it could have really hurt Obama. It really could have hurt him badly.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so Obama stepped up and said, okay, I do not agree with what Jeremiah Wright. That's the parish, that's the pastor's name.
His name,
Jeremiah
Wright.
So if you go to YouTube and you type in Jeremiah Wright, Obama, Jeremiah Wright, I'm sure you'll see both of them, you know, both the YouTube videos.
Oh, okay.
And this has just happened. And this is at a point where it could really, really hurt Obama's, you know, progress to make a leader.
I don't think someone like that. I mean, he totally disassociated himself with that person.
He did. He did turn around and say, I don't want nothing. I'm very angered, he said.
Yeah. Well, so much for his pastor. But that's the thing again, you know, I mean, you don't know that, in private he doesn't agree with him, but let's just hope that, Obama is sincere because it does look like he's going to take it.
I think he's very sincere.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a brutal attack against Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. I know. They've been going back and forth all the time, and it's just ridiculous. You know?
Yeah.
It really is. All right, Manu, we're up to the top of the hour. I think we've talked enough for one day. Right?
Yeah.
And we were thinking we could do like 3 and 4 hour shows in the beginning, remember?
Yes.
But eventually we will when we have like a whole crew and stuff. You know, I think when you have like a lot of people or some people working in the station or whatever, you can start picking on people. You can get a lot more feedback and stuff, you know.
And we had a great guest today. Great interview. Good information.
Yeah.
Because we always talk about our homeless people here.
I know. But they're doing something about it, and that's great.
Yes, they certainly are.
It really is nice.
Yeah.
So get Greta and John's link to their website from our website. We'll have our show later on tonight. And don't forget that tomorrow night, the broads from Broad Topics are going to... Hey, they came up with that, not me. But they're going to have a special guest, Emily Deschanel, who is the star of TV's Bones. And she's going to be in there. She's a beautiful woman. I hear she's very nice as well. So I'm going to post a picture of her on the website later so you guys can see who is behind the voice. And so we got some great guests coming up, you know, in
different shows. You know what we forgot
to
do?
What's that?
We forgot to take photos.
Photos of who?
Of our guests.
Oh. Oh, well. Oh, well. Yeah, sometimes I forget, but that's okay.
We do forget.
So.
Two-man show.
Yeah. So, Manu, have a happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm sure you're going to be busy today with all the drinks and
stuff. I hope so.
Yeah.
I need to make some money.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe you'll make enough tips and then you can take a week's vacation somewhere.
Oh, I don't know about that. Wish.
Okay, a few hours vacation.
Yeah, exactly.
So, right. It is spring break, so if your kids are at home, we feel sorry for you and we sympathize. And
yeah.
My kids are out of town. They're having a blast. And so that's it, Manu. Okay, have a great day. Don't work too hard.
I will not.
And
I'll enjoy it.
And we will see all of you tomorrow.